it's fantastic to see here in Tamworth. Of course, it's not Southwest Rocks, but the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles have done a great job this year so far, and put yourself in a pole position to get a semi-final gig.
Yeah, it's pretty early to be talking semis yet. We're not even halfway through the comp, but yeah, if you'd offered me 3 out of 3 against those three teams at the start of the year, I'd have taken it.
Fantastic rugby by all the boys, plenty of country boys in the team too, and that was a deliberate and systematic thing made out by the team.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'd like more. But, yeah, the way the competition's structured and the guys with their super contracts, it was a shame to watch Mick Snowden run around against us today. I would love to have had him in a gold country jersey.
Yeah, well, he's worked really, really hard to get that opportunity, and it's great to see that he's re-signed with the Melbourne Rebels for another year, and that's what that's all about, isn't it? It's the satisfaction of you 2 or 3 years ago, the gut-wrenching loss in the semi-final, you know, second and third, but these players are now coming through and contributing to the higher levels, and a lot of fellas are moving through and playing for the Wallabies as well.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be an interesting stat to see how many NRC guys go on and make the ball. Yeah, Mickey Stone's a great story, and there's plenty of them like that.
Yeah, well, you've had to try and fuse all the people together there from Randwick East and Sydney Uni, and they've always been a good, fun group, and they've always been a mob who've really got on well, but it's one of those things as a coach, you've got to try and fuse that together. Everybody's put aside their rivalries and got into it.
Definitely. Yeah, we were a couple of years down the track with the East. Yeah. Randwick merge, and that's pretty good. That was pretty easy. Bringing the uni boys in this year had its complications early, but yeah, as you see, why the way they stuck it out at the end there when we're under the pump, they're definitely a team.
Yeah, well, certainly East and Randwick sort of things out on the hill during the second grade grand final in the Shoot Shield. But speaking of the Shoot Shield, you've departed East, so do you look back with a little bit of fondness or a little bit of disappointment that you couldn't have kept things going? And Paulie's such a good bloke, and he'll do a great job there at Willara.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm obviously excited by the new challenge to go to a great club like Warringah, but yeah, very disappointed. I thought I was sort of 2 years into building something, and we were competitive and we were moving up in the club championship, and yes, definitely I would have loved to have finished what I'd started there.
Yeah, well, now you're a dirty big rat, and it'll be exciting to get to Rat Park because you've got some great talent there. Josh Holmes, Luke Holmes, Hamish Angus as well. It's interesting, those guys are not playing in the NRC, which is really, really interesting from a political point of view, but still, it's another gig to do and a great opportunity with a club that's, you know, got a great future.
Yeah, 100%. They weren't too far off. I think the Rats tweak a few things and potentially recruit in a couple of areas where they're weak. They might be able to give it a shake. And yeah, I think a few of those boys, that was their choice not to play in NRC. They're getting, some of those boys are on the wrong side of 30 now, and they've had their crack at Super Rugby, and they've got families and professional careers outside of rugby, so it wasn't scandalous in my eyes.
Yeah, well, it's a great challenge now for the Buildcorp Cup is to have those fellas who continue to work, but we've talked to fellas like Nick Palmer and the like who've, you know, had to give up 3 months of work to come here, and then they go back and their employers say, no more again, no more again. So it's a great challenge to make it work on Fox Sports so you can generate the revenue so the players get paid really well, and also you develop not only as players but also coaches.
Yeah, it's interesting how it'll develop, but it's good. It's locked in for 5 years. I think everyone understands now the players are still going to be able to work and make a living, and the player payments, they did go up a notch this year, and I'm sure the ARU and the broadcasters, everyone's working hard to keep that going so it can get more and more professional.
Finally, fantastic to take the game out of the country. As we talked about a couple of years ago, it's just one of those things about the Eagles, like the Queensland countryside, is completely unique in Australian sport, let alone Australian rugby.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, no, we love it. And the boys, we had some really passionate talks today pre-game from Angus Roberts and Paddy Ryan, who are both local boys, and they loved it. They really enjoy playing in front of their home crowd. And even the city contingent from our team, they love coming up to the bush and ripping in.
Jazz, we wish you all the best. We'll see you in the semi-finals dance. And everybody's in the mix in this Buildcorp Cup competition. And you played some great rugby and you're starting off with the wins. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hopefully we'll be there as well.